Okay, here we go. Hello, welcome to the September meditation space. My name is Reverend Claudia, and I think you're all signed up for the virtual apple pie baking class. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, well, that could be some self-care as well, but no, actually this meditation is about self-care through the change of seasons. And as we are waiting for participants to still come in, I will mute everybody, and then at the end we will I can unmute you again. So here we go. There we are. So I invite you to close your eyes and to sit in a chair, sitting tall with your feet on the floor. And this position supports the energy flow in your body. And with your closed eyes, you can turn your attention inward. And take a deep breath in and out and in and out. And as you continue, so start to making the out breath a little bit longer than the in breath. And so when you would count for the in breath, like take an in breath for 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, and then take an out breath for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And in breath 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the out breath 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, and continue to do so. And if yours is a bit shorter or longer, that's all fine, as long as your out breath is longer than your in breath. And you can stop after a couple of in and out breaths, stop counting, and you just notice that there's a longer out breath than an in breath. Yeah, just giving your body the message that, this is a place to relax, to calm down, to arrive here. And with your attention, being drawn inward, you can have a look at one of the foundational tools that we learn here at the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii, and it's called a grounding cord. Grounding cord is the connection of your physical body to the center of the earth. And we are having, well, you can imagine any kind of grounding cord. It could be the stem of a big tree where the first leaves are changing color, or the long neck of a gourd. Maybe you would prefer the green vine of a pumpkin. Or a refreshing waterfall. You can make a grounding cord out of the tube made out of red licorice. Or you could pile up a stack of donuts and see a grounding cord happening there. So whatever is the right grounding cord for you, you can take it and then see it attaching, to the base of your spine, what we call the first chakra, and attach one of the ends of that grounding cord there. And then allow the other end to be taken over by gravity and going down and deeper and entering the earth, breaking the crust of the earth and going deeper and deeper through all the layers of the earth, past pockets of air and earth and fire and water and more earth and gemstones and crystals, minerals, and going deeper and deeper until it reaches the very center of this planet. then you can attach it there. Yeah, and creating this connection, creating the connection of your first chakra with the first chakra of the earth. And there's so much support happening through the earth by doing so. The earth is currently transitioning from one season to the other, and there are all these changes, and your body also reacts and senses these changes. You know, there's change in temperature, there's a shortening of days, there's all these transitions, and being connected to the earth, having this grounding cord, it supports our physical body to handle these changes. Yeah, and maybe you can have a look and also do a little bit of cleanup, you know, from one season to the other. So there might be some buildup from the summer, things that you want to let go of, to release. So like in the summer, you have physically, you might have some, you know, swimming devices outside, toys for the water. sport games and so sport gear, and now you can let it go and put it back, put it away in your closets. And it's the same as energetically. There are things from the summer that you might want to release, any buildups, and just see them going out through your grounding cord. Beautiful, yes. Maybe there's something from your physical body that you want to release. You know, any stagnation, any too much water, anything that you retain, anything that creates inflammation in your physical body. Just see that grounding cord as an opportunity to let go, to release it. You bring anything forward in your emotional body from the summer? Maybe the sun really created a lot of heat in your emotions. And now you can just see them going down out of your body through that grounding cord into the earth. What else can we let go of? There could be to-do lists from the summer. You know, all these activities that are happening at the height of summer. You know, there's a lot of focus on the outside, and these to-do lists get up. So all summer shoots and to-do lists and activities that you don't need anymore. Just release them. And as we are releasing that, we are starting to embrace stillness. So as growth does not always happen through action, but sometimes through quiet preparation and reflection. And this change of season, you know, from the summer to the fall, it's an invitation to go within and to start reflecting, to create more stillness in our inner and outer world. So allow this grounding cord to release anything that keeps you out of that stillness. And how is your breathing? Is your in-breath still shorter than your out-breath? Just a reminder, take a short breath in, like one, two, three, four, five. And a longer out breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another in breath. And a longer out breath. Let's have a look at your heart, at your heart center, and see, is there anything that's happening from the summer? Any heaviness on your heart? Any pains? Any aches? You can send another load of that down through that grounding cord and let it go. And as we're saying, we're connecting to stillness, stillness and inner reflection, a part of the inner communication. So maybe there are a lot of words, conversations from the summer. Again, a lot of outside activity. And we are releasing some of that so that we can come in to the stillness within ourselves and our inner communication. So releasing anything that keeps us out of that, keeps us in the active mode. And how is your vision ha doing currently? You have your eyes closed, but how are your eyes? Are they maybe a bit tired from all that bright sunlight of the summer? We're coming into the time where the sunlight it becomes softer, warmer, more golden. But there might be some heat, some intensity still being in your eye area. So release that. You can almost see that, like cool lavender patches on your eyes, something that soothes them. And as we are releasing, we also can say hello to another foundational tool that we have here at the center, and it's called the Golden Sun. So for that, you can imagine you have a golden crayon and you create a golden circumference above your head. You're hovering above your head. And then see it filling up with a lot of gold color. And that gold color, that's your own energy that's coming back from wherever you left it in the summer, coming back into that golden sun. And you can see it being getting bigger and fuller and more bright and brilliant. And when it's really full, then you can take your psychic hands and bring that golden sun into your space. And seeing coming in through your head, that gold coming in through your head and your neck and your shoulders, your torso, your hands, arms, knees, feet, toes, going in every cell of your body, just filling it up with your own frequency again. The late summertime is also the time of the harvests. So there might be, harvest that you can bring in now, after having gone through some processes during the summer, some changes, some awakenings, some ahas. And so with the next golden sun that you create above your head, Just see all that richness of your own harvest coming into that gold. All your experiences, all that you learned. And again, bring that golden sun into your space. And see it radiating from within. And with the next golden sun, you can fill it with gratitude because that is also coming up. You know, the season of giving thanks is coming up with the fall. We have all these fall festivals, but we are not there yet, but we already can start and just putting a lot of gratitude into the next golden sun. And see that coming in. And giving gratitude for the experiences that you had in this year so far. Again, all the richness of your own proper life, your unique experiences. And bring that gratitude, golden sun, in. This is also the time for an opportunity to give simple appreciation for the fleeting moments of beauty. Like this, you know, the summer, the intensity is waning, the light is getting more soft, it's more golden. There is the leaves are ch starting to change, you know, changes from this brilliant green to some soft yellows. The first oranges and reds are appearing. The light becomes more golden in the autumn afternoon. And the air grows crisp in the morning and the evening. So it's an invitation. It encourages a natural slowing down. And to enjoy these special moments because you know they are fleeting. Soon that warmth will give space to more colder fall days. But right now, in the here, we can appreciate what these late summer days are giving us. And just a reminder, how is your breathing going? In breath and longer out breath. And let's create another golden sun above your crown. And in this one, connect again to the wisdom of nature, the wisdom of nature that teaches us in this particular time of the year about change and how we can navigate through our own inner changes. And let's take that in. More gold radiating through your body. And you never can have enough gold, but you also can see it going out through your grounding cord if you want. Yeah. Because there always is enough. It's coming back on top of it. So you can fill it up with more and more golden suns if you like. And then have a look in the next golden sun that you magically let appear above your head. Now, what do you want to give yourself for the next season? Maybe you need some extra warmth. Maybe some support from your higher self. Or clarity. Sometimes there's so much green in the summertime. And then when the leaves are falling and you see more the trunks of the trees and you can see the lights going through the forest. Yeah, there's a bit more clarity coming in. And again, that reflection that starts to turn inward. Maybe you want to give yourself a bit of abundance in that golden sun, the abundance of the harvest, the abundance of the fall. And there are all these festivals coming up, which have more to do with gathering of family and friends. So another golden sun that you could bring in are these connections, having this for connections, deep, meaningful connections with dear ones and with new acquaintances. And are you bringing in those golden suns? Just have a look. Is your grounding cord still releasing, letting go of anything that is in the way of you having these witches coming into your space? And as you bring in golden suns, you're still releasing, still letting go, and still having all the support from the earth, teaching you how to change in the seasons, how to stay grounded, how to stay present, and how to embrace all the magic of the season. Very nice. And say hello again to your breath, your in-breath. And your longer out-breath. And your in-breath. And your longer out-breath. As the trees start shedding their leaves, there's also a little bit of melancholy, a little bit of sadness is coming in. Something is passing, something is ending. How are you dealing with endings and passings in your life? There might be some sadness, there might be some melancholy present. And remember, your crowning cord helps you to release that what is too much, that what you don't have to hold any longer. And trust the process that for every ending that is happening, new beginnings are already on the way. So we are releasing our grasp to the past, and we're trusting in the natural circle of life and having faith that new opportunities will emerge from this unknown that's yet to come. And so let's, with the next new golden sun, let's bring in a lot of havingness for new beginnings. To see that, with that season, the seasons of inwardness, of stillness, there already are the seeds being sown for the new beginnings. Maybe you even can imagine you're in your next golden sun, a little seed package, and just bring that in. So, like if you're a gardener, you like to order seeds from a mail catalog and say, okay, what do you want to plant, when the next season of growth and planting is coming along. And so you could see a spiritual seed package in your golden sun. Bring that in. Yeah, really filling yourself up with all that gold. There's so much of that golden hue in the early autumn air, in nature. So give that to yourself as well. Yeah, and as our meditation is slowly coming to an end, I want to mention some events that we are having coming up, in the next days. So on September 16th, there is an introduction to clairvoyance, which is a conversation meditation where you can learn about your psychic gifts and the clairvoyant training program. That is on Tuesday, September 16th. Then on the 27th, we have a free healing clinic. That's a Saturday. And on September 30th, there is a psychic demo where you can see the magic in action. That's on a Tuesday. So these are the events from the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii that are coming up. For beginners and for, well, for everybody actually, yes. So let's give yourself one more golden sun. And say hello to your crowning cord again. And then bend forward, touch the crown, and shake your shoulders and straighten yourself up. And I thank everybody for coming. And I'm sorry, I try to unmute yourself, but I actually don't see how I do that. My apologies for that, Dorothy, if you know it. How to unmute everybody?
I think we can unmute ourselves.
Okay, yes, please
Yeah.
unmute yourself. That is great, yes. So you can unmute yourself, and I thank you very much for coming. And maybe we see you again at the next monthly meditation in October. And have a good day or night.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Reverend Claudia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're
Thank
welcome. Bye.
you.